It'll be on the other mic.
A minute worth of chat.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. And the boys shout in the background.
Tony, it'll be the other mic. I'll fix the other mic for the chat.
Oh, we've got two of these things on,
yeah. Jim, will we go on this one? Or do you want me on this one and Jimmy?
No, both on the same one.
It's on the same one. Jim, can we use this one? Together.
I'm trying to figure out if it's still in there. I hope it's really good.
It's not there yet.
I'm good.
How are you doing, Bev?
Hmm.
Pete? What's happening? What's happening?
Just the one, two.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I forgot with Julie and Lynn's house.
Yeah.
Don't steal that paper, Leroy. I know, little Daisy, in all around his drum kit.
Tony, bear in mind that we might want to cut your questions out.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. We don't say bad words in the case of that. Is that what he said?
No, he said they might want to cut the questions out to use them again 100 times with a million different voices chipped in.
I don't care, just shut away.
You ready?
All right then, look out, here's the light.
Jimmy, all the songs you're doing on this program today, they're all from the new LP. Tell me, how did the album title come about, Axis Boulder's Love?
Oh, yeah, well, Axis, like, you know, that's a change, you know, of the scene, you know. So yeah. The new civilization comes every time it changes, you know. And so Axis can change the whole scene for us. It's like love can, you know, so blah, blah, woof, woof. Axis Boulder's Love, you know. Some corny idea. Yeah. But all the songs we're going to play are not all of them from there. We're just going to throw in something else, you know, because... Mm-hmm. We're trying to remember the other songs. We didn't bring our pre-recorded tapes.
Yeah. Well, that lot will be edited out, but we'll carry on. Anyway, have you got enough on that one, Bev? Right? Jimmy, one thing I've always wanted to ask you, listen, you've virtually made the wah-wah guitar pedal sound your own. Was this actually your own invention, or did you hear somebody else doing it and adapt it?
No, here's what happened. This is the truth. You know, like on the first LP, Audio Experience, you know, well... On this track, I Don't Live Today, there's a guitar, take a solo on it, and it's wah-wah, like. But see, we're doing it with hand then, you know. So then Vox and this other company in the States, in California, they made this scene. The first record I heard with the wah-wah is like, what was that, Tales of Brave Ulysses by the Cream.
The Cream.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite records.
Ah, nice record.
But beforehand, you know, like, we use a hand wah-wah then, you know, which sounds very good. I think we'll use it some more on records, you know. It's a very groovy sound. It's different than this same old, you know.
And you're developing it all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, we mess around with it a lot of times, yeah. We're mostly working with a high octave scene, though. It boosts the guitar octave higher.
Superb.
Yeah, splendid, thank you.
Any more chat? Because Jimmy, you know, Jimmy's coming on.
I just feel like talking there now. I just feel like rocking out there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, wait, with words, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Oh.
Yes, thanks, Tony.
Jimmy, one quick...
Hang about.
Jimmy, one quick...
Hang about.
What?
Hang about.
Hang about.
You want to do another one? All right, here we go, recording. In a minute.
Yeah. Jimmy, one very quick question. Out of all the songs on the new album, which is your own particular favorite?
Well, I'm not sure. It's very hard to say, since we have Queen Bee featured on some of them, which is Mitch Mitchell, as we all know. Then we have Bob Dylan's grandmother featured on this.
No, already.
But I like A Little Wing, and let's see, what else do we have on there? Oh, I can't remember the name. What was that Little Wing? You Got Me Floating. I like
Wait Till Tomorrow. That's our producer, Ben Phillips' favorite.
That's a commercial song that you know. Something like that, I don't know.
Bev, could you edit any of that out?
What happened? What did we say wrong?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
What
it's only just for little, it'll be snipped up for little links between various things. Okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
Well, they can start playing now. Thanks, Jim. That's beautiful. Thanks, man. Anyway.
wouldn't say any bad words.
Oh, listen, I know. What about the on this particular show that's going to be used on, the Fairport Convention will be on. I saw you sitting in with them the other night.
Fairport Convention.
Yeah.
We'll get in trouble if you say that. Why? Let's tell them we went down there and seen them. Let's tell them we were there.
Do you want to say that? That's not a bad one, actually.
Yeah, you know how that is.
This will be better interview.
Can I throw a little feedback on the mic there?
Yeah. Dave, you got enough?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Because Jimmy wasn't meant to be sitting in with them that night. You know, there was only Kit Lambert and Chaz Chandler and everybody sitting there.
Did you say we went down there and liked them?
Yeah, well,
why not?
You know, say it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, let's say that, shall we? Here it is then.
Yeah. And you say something, hey, it's nice to be on a show with the Fairport Convention because
we're
going to
be on the show too.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, because we've seen him.
Running? Right.
Yeah, it was really nice to be on a show with the, what's the Fairport Convention? Because we used to speak easy with them.
Yeah.
Okay. One more time. Oh, yeah. Man, is this me or what?
Can you make that one more time?
Yes. Yes, it's really nice to be at the show with the Fairport Convention, you know, because we used to have to speak easy with them, you know.
Yeah, I saw
you.
Yeah, you're a bit near for that. We got some pups.
Okay.
Okay, we can use that as a jingle, that last bit. Okay.
Yeah. All right, forget it.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.